Welcome to episode 422 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth and Sandy. We get this question a lot, which is better, Disneyland or Walt Disney World? Well, the truth is we all have our favorites in both, and as it turns out, the same is true of Universal Studios. Recently, we were able to experience the West Coast Park, so we thought it'd be fun to settle it once and for all which coast is better. So let's get started. Wow.
So how are we going to do this? Are we going to just like each give our thought as to which one is better and then talk about why? Like, what's the best way to do this?
Yeah, probably. Let's go down the, we'll bring up the different attractions and we'll go run robin about what you like best about it and which one, and we'll see what happens. All right. So the first is probably my favorite at all the parks, and that is Pirates of the Caribbean. So Elizabeth, let's start with you. Which one is your favorite and why?
So it's not just my favorite. I'm correct. It's Disneyland. And I really don't know that if anybody's going to argue with me, you're going to lose, because if nothing else, it's longer. It's the original.
I thought you were going to, we were just going to say what we thought, like our vote, and then we would discuss it.
Okay. Disneyland.
Okay. Well, I'd want to be contrary, but I do agree with you.
Yeah, me too.
See? Because it's the original, it's longer. There is one thing that I really dislike about Disneyland, the Disneyland attraction. Can you guess what it is?
How soaked you get?
No. Oh, no. No. That's probably only you, George. I don't think I've ever gotten really wet on that ride.
Oh,
is it
Sandy.
That the line is outside, Miss?
Yes, and it's so confusing. It's like the worst queue ever. It like snakes around and up and over a bridge and you don't know where it starts. I really despise that line.
That's a Disneyland thing. I mean, a lot of their queues are outside.
Yeah.
I don't mind the queue being outside. I think it's very confusing. Like, I think it's hard to find the beginning of it, and the way that it snakes and everything, it's hard to figure out where you're supposed to go.
I figured it out.
I didn't say it was impossible. It's just confusing.
Yeah, I love how that one starts like in the bayou. I just think it's cool. Yeah. Like you're going through. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
I feel like El Rio de Tempo at Mexico, the Mexico Pavilion in Epcot borrowed that. Like they said, well, since they don't do that here, we're going to do it at Epcot, because it's just beautiful to go through, you know, this nighttime scene in the middle of the day, and it's so peaceful. And I find the storyline and the theming so much easier to understand, probably because it's longer. I mean, I feel like the one at Walt Disney World is like the abridged version. But I also feel like the sound is just clearer. You can hear things better. I just feel like all the effects are just better. Maybe it's because I've seen the one at Walt Disney World like approximately 100 times, and the one at Disneyland maybe only 10.
It's like stuff feels new.
Yeah, exactly. But I remember when my kids were really little, and they rode it, and they don't remember this. That's how little they were. But they got off of it and they were like, "Mom, we are getting ripped off at Walt Disney World. That was way better." So,
yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you want to talk the best of the best pirates, I think it's Shanghai.
I have not seen any of the teasers or anything.
I haven't been
in
that one either.
Well, George watches all
but
the YouTube videos.
Yeah, I watched the YouTube videos. But it is newer and it's really different, so it's almost hard to even call them the same attraction. But all right, here's the second one, and I've never been on it in either park, so I don't have an opinion either way, that is Space Mountain.
I think Disneyland.
Yep, I think Disneyland too.
Now, what's different about it, other than I know one is what, two passenger cars and the other is the singles?
Yeah. So that is why I would say I like it best. I didn't get to ride it this last time, but I like that you sit side by side rather than somebody between your legs. And I feel like you can get in and out better.
Yeah.
And that is, but Bob said
seating is hard to deal with as a person of size. It's just really hard to deal with.
Yeah. Or if people, a person with long legs. I mean, it's kind of like, ugh.
Or both.
I don't know if there's something different about the ride itself, though. I mean, to me, the best Space Mountain I've ever ridden is in Paris.
Yeah.
So, But they also don't do, like, one of the things I liked when I did the Paris one, besides that it's completely different in the beginning and all that stuff, but they had the hyperspace overlay, and they do that at the one in California too. Mm-hmm. And they don't do it. Do they? They don't do it in Florida, do they, Elizabeth?
No.
Mm-mm. No. And that's just really awesome and amazing. So
yeah, the one at California, and again, internet, don't send me hate mail, but I'm pretty sure the one in California is darker. Like, I feel like the one in California is still almost a blackout ride, whereas at Walt Disney World, I feel like there's enough light that you can see. There's just more moments where I can see the track in front of me. Not that I can see a lot of it or where it's going, but, you know, I know that in the 70s, it was pitch black in there. And that's what I feel like California still is. But I could be wrong. I honestly can tell you that most of the reason I prefer the Disneyland version is the seating. That yep. bobsled seating is just awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
It makes me not want to ride the one at Walt Disney World. So, and the queue is actually easier to walk as well. The queue for the Walt Disney World one is lots of ups and downs, and in the rain can get very slippery. I really like the queue, and that one's outside. So clearly that's not my only point of measure for the Pirates
queue. I feel like for the Space Mountain queue in Disneyland, I've been on the roof before. Have you ever done that?
No, you go, like, not all the way on the roof. Yeah, not all the way up. I mean, there's some open space up high, but it's not on the roof.
I don't know. Like, maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but it felt like I was on the roof.
Well, you know, when we're smaller, everything seems bigger, right?
Now, this was like when I had children. I mean, I was smaller, but not.
I mean, like when I was child. 6, I rode Mr. Toad's Wild Ride and it freaked me out. I was terrified. And then I rode it again when I was 24 and I was like, oh, this is embarrassing.
Well, I rode it for the first time at 19 and I thought it was the best thing in the world. And yeah. I rode it twice last time. But I'm going to give Disneyland extra points because they still have Mr. Toad too. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't think that was part of the contest. But mm-mm. Okay. No. So far, it's Disneyland. What's next?
Okay. The next is an interesting one. That's Galaxy's Edge.
So I put that in there because it's in both parks. I didn't actually see the one in Disneyland, and I've been told they're similar, so I don't really know if there's any differences. So did anybody else notice?
As far as I can tell, they're exactly the same.
Yeah, they're pretty much exactly the same. I mean, don't send us hate mail. They're maybe 3 inches off somewhere or whatever, but it has the same attractions and pretty much the same space. For me, Disney World edges out because walking to Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland is crazy ridiculous. Like, you feel like you've walked to LA. It's just crazy far away. Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially if you want to do that last thing at night, then that walk back is just, it's just a very long way. So for me, Walt Disney World wins for that. I like that it's in Hollywood Studios too. I like that Star Tours connects to it, even though it's not part of it.
Yeah.
I like the proximity of that, keeping that all together. Whereas Star Tours at Disneyland is all the way in Disneyland. It's not in the same, well, it's in Disneyland, but it's in Tomorrowland instead of in Galaxy's Edge. Right. So, so if I had to pick, say, which one was better, it would be Walt Disney World purely on location. Everything else is the same.
Yep, I agree. Okay, next is Sleeping Beauty Castle or Cinderella Castle?
I'm going to go with the big castle.
Which is Cinderella Castle.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I lean a little bit towards Sleeping Beauty Castle because it's the original, but it is, I don't know a single person who has been to Walt Disney World and then walks into Disneyland and doesn't go, it's so tiny. That's it?
Like, that's the castle?
Yeah, it seems like a pretend castle for sure. It's interesting too, because I look at my pictures, you take pictures of you in front of Cinderella Castle and you in front of Sleeping, and the castle looks big in those pictures. Maybe it's some sort of cool trompe-l'oeil, you know, that's the kind of thing that Disney was really into. So maybe there's something that happens when you take a picture with forced perspective that makes it look bigger. But I think that's why it fools people, because they expect it to be bigger, and it's just, it's tiny in comparison. Mm-hmm. So
you can walk through it though. There's like a story walking through it. And there's,
but you can stay in the one. I mean, assuming you have lots of money or really
how
good
many
connections.
Of us have done that? But you can eat in it too.
Yes, yeah. So yeah, I'm going to give Walt Disney World the edge on that one.
Okay, Small World. Wow.
I feel like I've just jumped in so many times, so I'm going to let someone else go first.
George, why don't you go first on this one?
If I've been on Small World and Disney World, it's so long ago that I don't even remember it. But I did do it specifically in Disneyland just because it was the original. And I mean, it's just one of the rides you have to ride.
you have no opinion on which one's best then.
I couldn't tell you which one's best. I would bet that it's Disneyland, but I'm just guessing.
No, you're correct.
Okay.
Good guess.
Yeah, it's the original, but also I like it because they've added characters to it. So it almost makes a game out of trying to find the characters. The one at Walt Disney World doesn't have that. So if you noticed like Aladdin and Jasmine, or if you noticed Alice and the White Rabbit, they're not in
Pinocchio,
Peter Pan. They're not incorporated into the one at Walt Disney World, just Disneyland. I don't think it's just Disneyland. I think they've done that maybe in Hong Kong as well. But don't quote me on that. Send me no hate mail. Disneyland's the best. I mean, that creepy clock on the outside, come on. That's like iconic.
It is cool that they started outside too. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Neat. All right. Here's the next one. And I'll actually start this one. And it's Big Thunder Mountain. I've ridden both of these and can't remember there being a whole lot of difference other than the Big Thunder Mountain at Disneyland has that funky effect with the like the blasting cord being lit and it mm-hmm. sneaks up the wall. And I don't remember seeing that at Disney World, so I don't think it has it. So I'd have to give the edge to the Disneyland version of this.
Yep. I agree. I like that one better. The one in Disney World has that part at the beginning where you go into this cave with the bats and it's so loud. But yeah, I think if I have to choose, I'd choose Disneyland for that one too. But I think the actual ride itself is pretty close to the same. Do you know, Elizabeth?
No, I feel like it's different enough because as I was on it, I was constantly surprised. And I kind of feel like I have the one at Walt Disney World memorized. So I would actually give Walt Disney World the edge here, except I'm going to claim right here and now that I've only ridden the one at Disneyland maybe three times in my lifetime. And I'm 51 years old. So I think that I just don't have like I said, I have the one at Walt Disney World almost memorized and I love it so much. So, I like the way that it has the view of the water as you come around and that you can take a picture of it from Tom Sawyer's Island. You get that great shot with the train going by if you time it right. I like where it is. I like the goats and that effect is really cool and I liked it, but I guess I just know Walt Disney World better. So I'm going to say that one. Go with the one I know.
There you go. All right. This may be for me, my first Disney World. Well, other than Cinderella Castle, Jungle Cruise. I like the Disney World version better. I like the little tunnel at the end where you go through with the mm-hmm. snakes and stuff like that, that Disneyland doesn't have.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of the way Elizabeth was about Thunder Mountain on Jungle Cruise. I just know the one at Disney World so well that's what I imagine. And they've just changed it even a little bit. So they've added some stuff to it. So I think I'm going to have to go with World on this one. I'm a little bit surprised. Go ahead.
I've ridden Jungle Cruise a few times at Disneyland, but it doesn't stand out in my mind. And I rode it on this last trip and I had a skipper who spoke so fast that even I couldn't understand the jokes and I know all of the jokes. So I kept like, oh, he just said that joke. Oh yeah. He was speaking so fast. Maybe I'm just getting old, but that Walt Disney World has to win it for me just on that alone.
All right. Haunted Mansion.
This is apples and oranges, man.
Yeah.
It's true, actually. The Haunted Mansion is different at every Walt Disney park. So, like, the one is different. In Paris, it's different. The one at Hong Kong is different. The one in Shanghai is different. They all have a very different... they all do the same thing in a very different way. Although some are more different than others. So, what were you going to say, Sandy?
I mean, for me, we were there when they had the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay, and that just puts it so over the top for me. I loved that.
But that's so like 2 months a year. You can't base the whole thing on that.
Okay. But okay. Well, then let me try to think what else is different. I mean, I don't know. Whenever you go through the one at Disneyland, do you go through a graveyard? Because they've been closing off the graveyard at the one in Disney World lately.
Oh, you mean in the queue?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. No, there's no graves.
So
Disneyland.
We have
because you're, but you, because it's a New Orleans mansion, it's not a, you know, it's a different house.
Right. So if we're not going to talk about the Haunted Mansion overlay, then I'm going to choose Disney World because of the queue, because I love that they have those statues in the graveyard, and they have a set called the twins, and I've been making my kids stand beside those twins and make the same faces for like their whole lives. So I've got pictures of them doing it throughout the years, and it's kind of nostalgic for me. So I'm going to have to say Disney World just because on that. So.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing when I first saw it, that the overlay would do it. But without the overlay, yeah, I'd have to say Disney World.
Okay.
Probably just a little bit better.
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, I do like at Disneyland, I like the way the queue, like you start seeing bits of the house before you get in the dune buggies, more so than you do, like you get the portraits before you, you know, after you leave the stretching room and before you get to the dune buggies. But overall, I like Walt Disney World. I like the way it's laid out. I think there were some storyline differences that would have made me like Disneyland better, but I don't think anybody can tell what the storyline is without reading it ahead of time. So from just a pure experience standpoint, I think I like Walt Disney World better. The queue is a little bit of it. I actually really like that house. The mansion, the New Orleans mansion is gorgeous. Don't get me wrong, but I really like that house. It's so interesting. It looks like it would be an interesting house to be in. Whereas the New Orleans mansion looks like any big house, you know?
Yeah. That's a good point too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the next one on the list is Soarin', and I can't think there's really any difference between the two of them.
There is.
I don't know what Sandy's going to say the difference is. I can tell you that the film always looks better at California. I feel like they have better environment for keeping the film or something. It's just always a better quality to the actual film.
So you're going to say California on that one?
I guess because...
keeping score here, so that's why I'm asking.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah. Other than that, there's no difference.
So, George, you're not going to vote? You don't think there's a difference?
I mean, the film's exactly the same scenery-wise. Yeah. I don't go often enough to be able to compare the quality.
Okay.
I would say Disneyland just because it's a heck of a lot easier to get into. And I don't have to fight right all those damn people through the pavilion to get there.
That's true.
And the line was a lot shorter too when we were there. So I'm going to give it to Disney World. And the reason is with the new film, Soarin' Over the World, there's, you know, how it ends at the park. So I love how it ends at Epcot, especially now that they've torn up Epcot and you can still see like the old fountain and stuff. But I love the big Mickey with the fireworks and the Epcot ball, you know, Spaceship Earth. And then when we saw it in Disneyland and it ends at Disneyland and it's that tiny little castle, there's no like Mickey fireworks.
Does it still end at Disneyland?
It does in Disneyland. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Cause you know, it used to end at Disneyland. That's also where it ended when it was Soarin' Over California, of course.
Yeah.
So, the Epcot thing kind of annoys me because it's backwards from where, I mean, like the fireworks from the parking lot.
Yeah, but you've come out over, okay. Well, you're not going to soar over the parking lot. You're going to soar over the park, Elizabeth.
And watch the fireworks in the parking lot? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Nobody, that's not real fireworks.
And that fountain isn't there anymore. It's like grossly inaccurate.
It's nostalgia. I want to see the fountain in all its glory since I can't ever see it anymore.
I got pictures.
Anyway. Okay, so we're all going to agree to disagree on that.
So here's one. Indiana Jones or Dinosaur?
You skipped one.
I did. I'm throwing this out. I know I'm throwing you a loop.
All right. All right. So Indiana Jones versus Dinosaur. Sandy, do you want to first explain why these are two different rides are put in the same place?
Okay. Like, I mean, I'm the only one that hasn't done the Adventures by Disney backstory thing, but I'll explain it. The ride vehicles is the same. It's the same ride. It's just a totally different theme overlay of it.
It's the same track too, right? Like the track lay is the same. I've been told that.
Okay. Well, if you've been told that, I can't tell it.
I don't know if I was told that on Adventures by Disney though, so I don't know if I have a good source. You've never heard that, George?
If I did, I don't remember that. No.
Okay.
It'd be hard to tell.
Yeah, it would be really hard to tell because it's so different. Okay, yeah. So basically what we're saying is Indiana Jones better than Dinosaurs? And the answer is Indiana Jones is better than Dinosaurs.
Way better.
Yeah. Okay. That said, I mean, I'm still going to probably go with Disneyland on this, but let me think about this because every time I go on Indiana Jones, something breaks down. So like the ball doesn't roll correctly or the audio drops out at some point. I mean, like I've had things go wrong on Indiana Jones lots of times. Dinosaur, I don't believe I've ever noticed anything go wrong. So from a execution standpoint, and I will say Dinosaur scared the bejesus out of me the first six times I rode it. Because even when you're expecting the surprise, it surprises you, you know? So I don't know, but it's Indiana Jones.
Mm. Okay, just make a decision.
George, what were you going to say?
Oh, Indiana Jones, not even close.
Yeah, I'll go with Indiana Jones.
All right. Well, I'm going with Dinosaur. My friends.
Really?
Hey, really?
The ride that you terrorized your children with?
That's why. I have such good memories of the scream that Ellie let out when she was 3. And then my cousins come up to me later and going, I can't believe you took your 3-year-old on that. And Owen, after he was like obsessed with dinosaurs, after he got off that, he's like, I don't like dinosaurs anymore. I like sharks. I was like, I'm gonna do that. So yeah, I have really good memories.
I feel like that's kind of a sick reason to make it your favorite, but okay.
But now they ride it every time. It's like, we have to ride it all the time. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So here's another versus Tower of Terror versus Guardian of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. And I've never ridden either one of these, so.
You're missing out.
You are. Although if you don't like drops, then.
Yeah.
But you can go through the queues and you can take the chicken away. Because I've had a friend do that.
Yeah.
The queues are good.
I felt like the drops weren't as big, although they probably are, on Mission Breakout.
I think because
you're so distracted by the story, whereas on Tower of Terror, once you're in the elevator, you're in the elevator. There's no other story to tell you. You're just going up and down. But there's in Mission Breakout, there's some storyline, there's some video in the middle. So I feel like you get some breaks from the drops. For me, it's Mission Breakout. I was one of those, I think I'm probably one of maybe 10 people on the planet who wasn't ticked off when they decided to redo it. Mm-hmm. Tower of Terror is great. I love it, but I don't love it so much that I don't ever want to see it changed or improved. And I just really felt like what they did with Guardians of the Galaxy was so out of the box. Some of the effects are just so cool. And I know what the heck it's about. I mean, I've seen maybe 6 episodes of Twilight Zone, but I don't really remember them. I'm not a horror fan anyway. And I especially don't like jump scares and like really scary, weird things that give me bad dreams later. So I've never been a Twilight Zone fan. I am a Guardians of the Galaxy fan, 100%.
I'm going with Guardians of the Galaxy too, because I think that is a fantastic ride. And what they did, at Halloween time at night when they made it like Monsters After Dark was so freaking cool. I love that they can switch it up in the same day and do that. I love the classicness of Tower of Terror. I hope they don't change it in Florida because I like the fact that we can still go do that. But if it's versus, I think Guardians of the Galaxy one is my choice for sure.
Guardians of the Galaxy has a better soundtrack. I mean, it's
come on.
It's got everything going for it. Yeah. And I do like that it makes you laugh. Like Twilight Zone isn't so scary, but it doesn't really make you laugh. And Guardians of the Galaxy makes you laugh.
I will say, though, I love the way the cast members get in character on Tower of Terror.
Yes. Yeah.
They're awesome. Yeah.
But Disneyland's the winner. Winner.
Yep. All right. So here's another one that wasn't on the list. Radiator Springs Racers or Test Track?
Ooh, good one.
Okay. Those are different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
ride vehicles the same and the concept's the same, but the overlay, is just completely different.
And it goes down just about as often as well.
Yeah.
And that was actually, I mean, the maintenance on that is really difficult. I mean, Radiator Springs.
Yeah.
It has a storyline. Yeah. Test Track is a commercial.
Yeah.
And always has been.
Yep. All right. So here's our last one for the House of Mouse, and that would be the tree houses. Now, the Disneyland Treehouse originally opened as Swiss Family Treehouse. It was then rethemed in 99 as Tarzan, and it was just announced in September that will be rethemed again as the Adventureland Treehouse inspired by Disney's Swiss Family Robinson. So they're kind of going full circle and bringing the OG Swiss Family Treehouse back. I'm not even sure. I think I did it when it was Tarzan the first time I was at Disneyland.
It's hard to really, this is a hard one to judge if you haven't been up in it in a while.
I literally have never gone up in it. I've only seen pictures of it. So I'm not going to weigh in an opinion.
This time it was down when we were there. And I'm with you, George. I don't remember it very well, although I know I've done it since it was Tarzan. I did just do the one in Disney World recently, and that one feels like it's changed to me. Like, there were things that I remember that are different now, but I think it's still cool, even if nobody knows who Smith or Swiss Family Robinson is.
I do. We just watched that not too long ago. We were going through some Disney classics, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, and
I need to rewatch that because it's being remade. Yeah.
So I guess for this one, let's table it because we don't. We can't.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a fair contest. I mean, the new one isn't really open, so yeah.
So I have a bonus since George brought up Radiator Springs Racers and Test Track. That made me think of Alien Swirling Saucers and Tomator's Junkyard. What is it called? Junkyard Jamboree. So that's the same ride. But
it is. I love them both. And honestly, then basically what you're doing is saying, tell me what you like more, the cute little aliens who say claw, the claw, or Tomator who says that he does things like tractor tipping. That's not even fair. Like, they're both great side characters, I think. I like Tomator because it makes the most sense. Like, how many times does a flying saucer get towed around, but Tomator is actually towing you?
I love that ride.
I love it. Both places I would ride. So much fun. Yeah.
All right. We don't have to judge.
You have an opinion?
All right.
You have an opinion, Sandy?
I've never. Oh, Sandy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess if I have to choose, I'm going to choose Tomator. I just love his little
dumb trucks.
Well, you know, yeah.
George, what about you?
I've never ridden either one, but I got a kick out of the Tomator one when I was watching that.
Yeah, it's cute. The music.
I mean, he is funny. He's a comedian. That's he's there to make you laugh. So yeah.
Cute. So are you going to choose Elizabeth or no?
I'll say Tomator.
Okay. Do y'all want to know what the score is since we're about to switch over to another part?
Sure. Here?
Sure.
All right. So West Coast 19, East Coast 16.
Wow.
That was closer than I thought.
Yeah, me too.
Like I felt like we were saying Disneyland a lot. So,
yeah, it seemed like it. Yeah.
No. I mean, the castle had it.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So we're going to go cross town to Universal, and I've never been to the one in LA. So I'm just going to be your announcer for this one. So,
partial judge.
Jurassic World.
Well, in Florida, it's not Jurassic World yet. It's just Jurassic Park. But I think California wins this one for Jurassic World, assuming we're talking about the log flume ride. I mean, obviously Florida has Velocicoaster, which I won't ride because I prefer to be in the living state rather than dead yeah. state.
Do you want to feel like you're falling out of the roller coaster when you're upside down?
No. I do not. Do I want a shoulder harness over my shoulder when I go upside down? Yes, I do. So yeah. that coaster is in my do not do list. But if we're talking about the log flume ride, I mean, I think actually in some ways they're very similar, but Jurassic World has been updated. There's a very cool scene with the underwater dinosaur that is just super cool. And I feel like, but it's also just been redone. So is that fair?
Well, the one in Florida isn't that old. You know, they just redid it within the last, I'd say, 3 years or 3 to 5. I mean,
really?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah. but having said that, I'm going to go with you and choose the one in California, too. Now, what about the photo op with the dinosaur?
California.
Yeah. Me too.
California.
We just
has
talked about this on our yeah,
and that's the thing. We are talking about some stuff that I think we just talked about on our Universal podcast, our podcast about Universal Studios. But yeah, I feel like that is hands down. And this is sort of, I mean, I think this is going to be a running theme. I'll save what I'm about to say until the end. So
okay, so I'm sorry, George. Did you want to?
No.
Yes, thought, go ahead.
I
go
thought
ahead,
we were moving
George.
On.
So moving on to the next thing I have is the studio tour versus Kong and Fast and Furious. And the reason I did those both is because on the studio tour, you get snippets of Kong and Fast and Furious. So, but the studio tour is longer and it's got more things. So I feel like it's a fair comparison to do two rides in Florida to one in California.
Well, I definitely think it's fair because California is better.
I mean, yeah, I will say Kong, though, is one of the best rides. I love that ride. That ride, the theming from the queue to the ride vehicles to driving through those gates, that is an awesome ride. I feel like that kind of stands on its own. But there's the technology of that ride. You get some of that in the studio tour.
Yeah, you get all of it. And incidentally, I've been on Kong probably 4 times at Universal Studios and 2 times in California. And 50% of the time for both of them, part or all of the ride went down while I was on it. So I'll get a video or an audio fail. Yeah. So it's the technology is difficult, to say the least. I just feel like Kong, I agree with you with Kong. I feel like they set the world really well in Florida. Fast and the Furious was at Universal Florida was like 30 minutes of my life I will never get back.
I know. It was funny because whenever they
on this ride,
when that started on the one in California, I was like, oh my God. Can't believe I'm on this again.
And it's still terrible, but at least it's a short terrible. And I didn't wait in a really long line for it. It was part of the studio tour. And it really stood out to me. I was like, no, I hated this because not only was it completely ridiculous, but the acting was really bad. And I thought it was. Even The Rock, who generally I find to be a good actor.
Is it even their voices? Because it's totally computer generated people.
It's
kind of like almost so bad it's good, kind of, you know. It's so bad.
It's not a cult classic. No, it's not. Even get there. But I do think that in the context of showing you sort of the history of movies and like movie effects and things like that, and it's a great sort of break in the studio tour where you sort of go inside and have a little bit of a thrill while the rest of the time you're sort of tooting around in a trolley looking at buildings that are only half built or less.
And bonus on the studio tour, when you come down that escalator and you're about to get in line, there's someone at the bottom saying, hey, you can go grab food and drinks, and you can drink on that ride. So that's pretty cool too.
Grown up drinks. So George, have we convinced you to ride Fast and the Furious?
Is that in Florida?
They have it in Florida.
I think I rode it in Florida.
You would remember. It's bad.
Like the barfing?
No.
Oh.
Like I mean, the acting and the effects and the Like,
it's like the cars are getting stolen and you're driving really fast.
You
and
like lasso a helicopter.
Oh, is it a screen ride?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I probably got to that point where I couldn't take another one and I never got at it.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. So this one I don't think is necessarily.
You're really not going to let George do this, are you? Oh,
sorry.
I know. She's just stomping all over me. Yeah. So the next thing on the list is Hogsmeade, and I assume that's the California one.
Mm-hmm. It's in both.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would that be? The Wizarding World equivalent?
Yeah, it's half of the Wizarding World in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay, Sandy, really now is your turn to talk.
I mean, yeah, I got to say the Florida one's better because there's so much more, you know.
And well, is it due to space? Do they just not have the space in California to? Okay.
Yeah. Well, and you know, in Florida, it's in two different parks, so I guess it's kind of hard to make a fair comparison. But you don't have the train, you don't have the Hagrid coaster. You don't, you know, there's attractions that aren't there in California yet.
So when you put Hogsmeade on this list, you meant the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. You didn't just mean Hogsmeade.
Well, yeah, I mean, like their Harry Potter thing. I was writing these really fast last minute.
Okay, you know the difference between Hogsmeade and the whole Wizarding World, right?
Well, that's like the village, right?
Right. So it's only in one part. So I thought we were going to compare apples to apples. So
I'm glad they're the same, right? First.
Yes, they are. They're and you're like, they have so much more. I'm like, not really. I mean, Florida does have Hagrid's, which California does not. And then there's the train that will take you over to Diagon Alley, which of course Universal doesn't have in California. So from that perspective, I mean, either way, Florida's going to win because Hagrid's is amazing. And without Hagrid's, you know, why bother? But I will say that the Flight of the Hippogriff in California is better.
Significant. Oh, I didn't get to try that.
Yes, it's significantly better. Like, first of all, I can ride it without feeling like I've been crammed into a sardine can. But it's longer. It's still short, but I think it's longer. I mean, again, not absolutely positive of that, but it seemed longer. So they aren't exactly identical, but you know, both Hogsmeade's have the Leaky Cauldron and I'm sorry, the Three Broomsticks, pardon me. And but Florida definitely wins out. If you are just comparing Hogsmeade to Hogsmeade, Florida still wins because of Hagrid's and the fact that you can ride the Hogsmeade Express and leave Hogwarts Express and leave Hogsmeade. Sorry, I reversed that.
Yeah.
So yeah, just wanting to clarify, because when I saw that bullet point, I'm like, oh, we're just going to compare that one little section. But no. Okay, got it.
Sorry. I mean, we got to give Florida something here.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and the last thing on the list, well,
this isn't a comparison, this is just like, are
they really comparing? I didn't know that Hollywood was getting Epic Universe at all.
Yeah, it's opening like probably in a few months.
Well, is it Epic Universe though, or is it just Mario Land?
Oh, maybe, right. Yes. Yeah. Sorry. It's is it Mario Land or Super Nintendo Land?
What the? I don't play that video game. I told you guys you were gonna have to help me with the names.
Well, is it just Mario or is it? I thought it was.
I think it's Super Nintendo Land.
I think so too.
I don't. I mean, because Epic Universe will be a whole new park, but they are getting their Nintendo part first. So
and it does look super cool. I mean, and see it. That's the other thing about it being built into a hill is, you know, you can see it from inside the park. You can look right into the construction area and see it, and it looks super cool. And the doorway is going to be a big pipe, which is amazing, the entrance to it. So California gets points for being first, but I do think that Universal will quickly overcome it once they open their whole entire theme park.
Oh, so it is called Super Mario World.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it definitely is set in Super Mario World. There's no doubt that it's that particular video game, but I was under the impression we would get other characters too. Maybe not. Maybe that's for Epic Universe.
Yeah, Epic Universe is supposed to be enormous.
Yeah. And I do think it's space concerns. You know, Hollywood is built into the hill, and it was, it's the original, it's the studios, and it's still the working studios. There's stuff being filmed there all the time. When we were there, they were filming Quantum Leap there, and they had filmed Nope there, which had just come out in theaters. And so it, they're definitely filming stuff there all the time. The Voice, all the time. So, so yeah, it's a totally different kind of thing. But I think from a, I mean, Sandy, I guess you were keeping score, but I'm guessing California won that one. Yes.
Yeah. With the head-to-head things it did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Were there not other things we could compare? I mean, there's things like Minions. That's pretty much the same ride. Although California doesn't have 3D glasses. I just don't know if they've gotten rid of those.
The Mummy ride was different.
Yes. That would have been a good one to put on the bullet list.
I just remembered that. I liked the one in Florida better, the Mummy
in
Florida.
I liked the one in Florida better, too, so that might have made a difference.
Yeah. I didn't ride the Simpsons ride.
It was down when I tried to ride it in August, and I don't like riding it. I was only going to ride it with Marcus, so yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's the same. Actually, I think because I had a VIP tour for that one, and I think our guide said it's the exact same ride. There's no difference whatsoever with the Simpsons.
I'm pretty sure the Transformers ride was the same.
It's exactly the same. Yeah. Yeah, I will say that's one thing that Universal tends to do is they don't really alter they open their stuff in both parks. You know, they just they don't really alter it much. But I think Jurassic World is sort of because I don't believe it existed, and then they built it as Jurassic World. I could be wrong about that, but they were able to add so much more to it. So it's just such a different.
It is a good ride. Yeah. It is really good. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So West Coast for
West both. Coast.
Yeah. Mm. West Coast. I guess we live on the wrong side of the coast of the world.
Yep. Seems that way. Oh, well. All right. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.